Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got Larry on the phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't we start with this thing? Communist plan to take over the United States. Larry's blog has some stuff on this and the border crisis that's developing. Well, I got an email from someone. I want to read it to you. Hi, Stuart. Right now, our southern borders are being invaded, which this is a soft invasion. Michael Yan, down in Panama, where he is at Darien Gap, I guess is what they call it, a place, where he is saying Chinese are coming in and then traveling to the United States. Also, he mentioned that a lot of these people have diseases like malaria, dengue yellow fever, but this is just the tip of the story. Last year, back in October, Hal Turner reported on a story that the CCP were loading tanks at a Chinese port cargo ships. They are now in Mexico, which have already been offloaded and moved to a Chinese base given by the Mexican government. Back in 2000, the CCP built a road called Highway 2000. This is a road that will take which goes directly into California, main highway, for a Red Dawn invasion. Canada is another. Also, Canada also gets taken down. They get hit by tactical nuke or nukes, one of the nukes blown up or near a oil refinery and rains down radioactive oil. Now, I don't know, you know, how you vet anything like this, but I do know that most of this is true. And I've been hearing it for a number of years, as I'm sure Larry has as well. There were several truckers that came back from Mexico and said there was a huge Chinese base not that far from our border. Now, the problem is we have treason within. Biden is committing high treason along with his cronies, communist cronies, in Washington, D.C., and they're getting away with it, and they know they can get away with it because the American people are so apathetic. I don't think they care about anything except what's the next sports game they're going to watch or what music concert they're going to go to. This is the way it is. Also hearing the troops to be sent to Taiwan on May 17th, I'm sorry. Get ready now, he says. Pray to our Lord and Savior to protect us for what is coming upon our land. Now, I thought that was a very timely and well-written email, and it's scary. And my comment to that is the Lord's judgment. He's pouring out judgment as he brings in a fifth column military force to destroy America from within. And he's using Obama, Biden, and all the traitors in Washington to accomplish it. In this note from Holly Dale, Stan Dale's website, Holly Dale, he wrote this, the Center for Immigration Studies analysis of the number of illegals in the United States as of March 2000 was 28.4 million. Additionally, a 2018 Yale MIT study concurs there is really 22 to 29 million illegals here. Biden alone during his administration, counting 1.3 million gotaways, has let in 5.5 million illegals, and that figure goes back to October 2022. The number will skyrocket as of May 11 when Title 42 goes away. Border Patrol expects between 10,000 and 13,000 a day to stampede into our country, or rather what was our country. Now, we heard that Biden was going to send 1,500 troops down there, but they aren't there to guard the border. They're going to be doing the paperwork. And the American people sit back. They deserve. I hate to say this, but I have to. The American people deserve exactly what they're going to get. You have abandoned Jesus Christ. You refuse to do what he said to get saved. You believe the liars, preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there, rather than what Jesus Christ himself commanded you to do. You branded all a work. You branded all some sort of legalism. And you will not listen. Well, what do you think is going to happen? What do people, particularly the Christians, and I lay a lot of this at the Christians' feet. The reason I do is because if the Christians were not apostates, and if our Christian leaders understood biblical prophecy and who we really were, this could not happen. It can only happen because of the apostasy of the church. Because the church is there to warn the, I guess, the rest of the folks out there. And they aren't doing it. In fact, they did the reverse when it came to the jab. Franklin Graham said, well, Jesus Christ would have taken it, so what's your problem? I mean, what a liar. These people are exactly who Peter said they were, and he warned us all in the church to be on guard for these liars and deceivers with their false salvation gospel. Not only is it a false salvation gospel, they don't even really know who America really is. In biblical prophecy, it's easy to understand who they are. But anyway, we are under attack. We are under a major invasion, and all these fires in energy places, food processing plants, cattle places, chicken places, all these, I don't know how many there are now, well over 190, I think, on the last count. Maybe it's far more than that. This is asymmetrical warfare. This is the communist tactic of destabilization of the country. And we are in the final phase of destabilization. We're going down. That's all there is to it. Bible prophecy says we are. Nobody's going to stop this. It's over. And you better prepare yourselves for it. I have to tell you the truth, folks. I can't, I can't fib about it. I don't like bringing bad news. But there isn't a whole lot of good news on the horizon. Anyway, Larry, what do you think about all this? I notice in your Larry Taylor Intel report, you've got a lot about all this.
Yeah, I think you're accurate. All the alarm bells are going off. The problem is the people are not listening. And I don't suppose you have to listen. I was kind of reminiscing as you were sharing all that and remembering how years ago, Corrie ten Boom, you know, went to China after the purge in China. And, of course, the church supported the government there, and they told the people that they wouldn't be here for any judgment. And so I don't even know how many, probably millions of Christians were slaughtered in the judgment. And there's one thing that it irritates me, Stuart. I really get irritated when I hear all this baloney that you know, we're not accounted to wrath. Now, that's very true, but there is an extreme division between judgment and wrath. An invasion of this country, Stuart, even the nuking of this country, is not wrath. It's not
judgment.
Wrath.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the church? Why do they think nothing's going to happen? I'm going to tell you, it's getting really, you know, I shared a little piece of verbiage, I guess, today on Augusto's show. He had a quick show today. And I said, and I believe I mentioned it on the last show we did, that if the American people, and you know, whatever that's worth, you know, who are the American people? I don't even know anymore particularly, but it depends on where you live. But if the church or those that call themselves the church can't pretty much get their head out of their butt and wake up and blink and see what's going on around them and have an absolute, and this is my terms, they need to have an absolute paradigm shift of mentality and spirituality, a way of thinking, or them and their families will never survive this. And I'm not, and Stuart, I don't want to be clear here. I'm not saying they won't survive it because they're going to vanish and be gone. I'm saying they won't survive the judgment because they'll die in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid we go through some stuff. I mean, the Lord didn't promise us a rose garden. He said you shall have tribulations in your life, even if you are a Christian. And then, of course, you got people, you know, that preach the claim it and name it gospel of rich, get rich, get rich. It's all fake. It's all lies. And Peter warned about these people, and I have no idea why Peter is ignored by the Christian church. He's totally ignored as to what he said. He told us all about these fake preachers, teachers, evangelists, and how they would speak evil of the real truth, of the way of truth, and that's exactly what they're now doing. And Jesus said, beware of these so-called wolves in sheep's clothing. In other words, they come to you as Christian leaders, preachers, teachers, and evangelists. And inside, he said, they're ravening wolves. I don't want to get into a big theological discussion about that. It should be obvious to most people that the church is going to be judged and judged severely. And they're also going to get judged severely even if Jesus came back tomorrow morning. He separates the wheat, which are the true Christians, from the tares, which are the fake Christians. And that's an immediate separation. These Christians, Jesus said, you know it's not that you're poor, blind, miserable, naked. You're positive with a 100% positive that you're going to heaven. You'll never see heaven. Jesus warns you about it. He says, you're not going to see heaven. What are you, in a delusion of some sort? Remember, the Lord said, I'll pick your delusions for disobedience. Well, we can't have obedience. That's a work. It's some sort of a legalism. We can't have that. And on and on and on it goes. It's like repentance. The Bible is full of repentance statements by the Lord. You have to repent. Well, we can't do that. That's a work. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works. Wow, we can't repent. What are you talking about, repent? And on and on and on it goes. And now America's starting to be flooded with these illegals, fifth columns. A lot of these people are military, fifth column operations that are going to rise up. They're being driven to every state in the union, folks, at night in buses, some in broad daylight. But at night, there was a lady who worked for the UN, came on and said, this is what the UN is doing. The UN is a traitorous operation. It's satanic to its core. It's evil to its core. And that's really what we're watching. It disguises itself as politics and religion and all of this. It's evil. Let's call it what it really is. It's like saying Democrats, rhinos. No. Let's call them what they are, traitors and communists, because that's exactly what they are. The Bible tells you in the fourth beast of Daniel, the UN. I know a lot of people don't even believe any of this stuff. Well, they're going to. They're going to, because they're going to watch it with their own eyes, and they're going to be judged by the Lord who says, I love judgment. Look it up. Go into a Strong's or go on your computer and look up the word judgment. See how many times you find it. I have to laugh because otherwise I would weep and cry for the United States. I have family members that are absolute apostates. Absolute apostates. What do you do with it? This has been going on ever since Jesus Christ came here. It's just accelerating now. In America, which thought, oh, we've got our borders and we're isolated. We've got the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Gulf, the Great Lakes. And we've got our neighbor Canada. We're protected. We have been infiltrated now for many, many, many years. Silent invasion. It's called the fifth column. Anyway, Larry, you were talking about something you heard on Bannon's report about some of this and how it can't be stopped.
It's pretty dadgum interesting. And one of the things that also concerns me is the people that in the back of their mind know we're in trouble, but they don't have the stomach to set their children down and warn them the hell that's about to break loose. Their children, most of the children in this nation, if the lights went off suddenly or a nuke went off and your parents never come home, what instructions do you have? I can tell you now, 911 or Google. I mean, hey, you know, we're the modern age, right? The children, they're not really going to even have a chance. I mean, unless God just divinely protects some of them, they won't have a chance. And, Stuart, you can't tell. I've said this on your show for years. I've chided the parents that won't sit down and talk to their children and give them a working plan in case mom and dad can't never come back if something happens, in case they find themselves at a school and something going down and they're told you can't leave the school. And I'm not talking about a shooting. I'm talking about where you get gathered up and
locked up,
taken off. And Stuart, it's mind-blowing how that the ignorance of the American people is so overwhelming. I mean, it's so overwhelming, I don't even know how this – they don't anymore have a survival attitude like the pilgrims or the forefathers or the people that actually trekked this land and dug a home out of the ground. I mean, they know nothing. Now, with that being said – there was a guy, and I've mentioned it on the show before. His name's Miles Goy, and he came from China. He came over here, and in the last couple of years, he's tried to warn our government and the American people that you don't have to worry about being infiltrated by China. They're already here. They're already here. And actually, over the last number of months, Miles Goy, who was a friend of Steve Bannon's, by the way, a real close associate. He went to the FBI, and he tried to give them all the information about the Chinese police stations and spy centers, at least nine, operating inside the United States, everywhere, all across America, and that we've already been infiltrated. They just hadn't brought the hammer down yet. Well, guess where he is? They labeled him, the FBI labeled him a victim, Stuart, DOJ, and they put him, he's in jail. No bond. He's a victim. Have you ever heard of a victim? Well, yeah, you have. January 6th people. But, you know, no bond. And this is America. But what he said, he said. And this morning I was watching, and I know people, you know, they aggravate because I watch Steve Bannon in the War Room. But let me assure you, you can get more information and intelligence off of that show every single day. And it runs 6 days a week, by the way, 2 hours in the morning and in the evening, too. You can get more out of that than you can get from Fox your entire lifetime. But anyway, that's being said. Let me mention this. This is what I was talking about. this morning, May 5th, on the War Room with Bannon. I was listening to Bannon talk to Mike Davis, and who's a very interesting individual. He's got a lot of data, and he knows a lot of things and has a lot of contacts, and Bannon was probably more somber this morning than I've ever heard him. And I've shared over the last couple of months that Bannon has really been trying to warn people that, you know, it's so many of them out there, you know, first it was Trump was going to fix it, and then, well, you know, the Congress will fix it, and then the FBI is going to fix it, and the DOJ is going to fix it. And you know, the different congressional groups are going to, you know, they're going to fix it. Then the intel agencies, they'll fix it. And then, you know, the Supreme Court, they'll definitely fix it. Well, let me tell you, it's unfixable because they're on the other side. Did you hear what I said? Everybody I just mentioned to you, every organization, are on the other side. And the very few remnant of any good individuals are so fearful and scared and frightened, they won't buck them. So who's going to fix it? But anyway, with that being said, Bannon and Mike Davis said this morning. This is, and you know, and I know a lot of people keep thinking that the next election, yeah, sure. Listen to this. I quote, "They, the deep state, are coming to finish Donald Trump, jail him, and his allies and supporters before 2024. The left plays dirty and violently, and conservatives just don't know how, and it's going to get very nasty. They're coming to finish Trump, and there will not be a presidential primary in a coming election." And Bannon's telling people, you better get your home ready, you better get your house ready. And I've really never heard as much scriptures, you know. Of course, Bannon, you know, is, I guess he's part Catholic because he talks about the Catholic Church. However, he does quote, you know, KGV scriptures, and he really talks good stuff. And you know, so people can call him what they want to, but I'll tell you what, he's warning the people. And I mean, he said today, Stuart, he said the only thing, you used to hear, you know, Donald Trump say, they're not really after me, they're after you, I'm just in the way. Well, let me assure you, Steve Bannon said today, and I believe him, the only one between you and them now is you.
That's right. Unfortunately, it's too late. It can't be fixed. And what they want, and they were very, very clever. You have to go back in history and look at the protocols, the Communist Manifesto, and all of that. When I produced the movie documentary called Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny, I had all those documents in there. And people just didn't believe it. And I used to get phone calls, that'll never happen here. Well, folks, it already has happened. They just haven't manifested themselves out in the open. It's all kind of, how do I say, anybody with eyes to see and ears to hear knows they've already taken over. But pretty soon the entire country will know what has happened and will know there's not a thing they can do about it. Daniel the prophet talked about this fourth beast that takes over the entire planet. Why do you think we have the UN Article 7, Chapter 7, of the UN Charter, where they themselves, this communist operation with a communist charter, gives itself the right to come in to any nation that's a threat to international peace and security? What did the Bible tell you in Thessalonians? When they say peace and security, destruction cometh upon them. And the UN is basically a peace and security operation, so they claim. That's their whole modus operandi, peacekeepers. They give themselves the right to come in and use any military force as required to maintain international peace and security. How do we know that our government played treason? Read State Department Document 7277. It's still online. You can still get it. Read it. Treason. You can't have the you cannot have a world order, a great reset, without high treason having been committed against the people of the United States. They have to shred the Constitution and its Bill of Rights. You're coming after the guns. They got to get the guns first, or that I think that's what they would like to do, is to get the guns, because then they can take over real easy. They can round up people without much resistance. I think the American people are so stupid, basically, in that regard. I guess I shouldn't say stupid, but naive. They'll probably hand the guns over. It's all part of the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Folks, the UN, the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization, and all these other green movement operations, which are communist to the core, have taken over. And what has always bothered me when it comes to Memorial Day and all these other, where we honor our military, how can the American people honor their sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, grandparents, when they themselves will not, have not stood up to this communist takeover in America? Did we not send these people overseas so that we could maintain freedom and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our way of life? Isn't that why we sent our soldiers off? Isn't that why we still so-called send our troops off, so that they can be maimed and killed and hated when they return? There's something really wrong with the United States of America and the people, and that's what God is telling you. There's something very wrong, something extremely wrong with America. That's why God has targeted America. We're the first nation to go down and bite the dust. It's coming, and I think it's coming much faster than we believed. I've always thought things would happen even actually much faster than they have, but now I think it is coming faster than most people really believe. But anyway, Larry, you've got some stuff here about on your blog about this invasion. And folks, they're coming in from, Chinese are coming in from the northern border as well. They're scattered. They're going to scatter themselves all over the United States. And when the signal is given, it's right there in the Bible. It's in prophecy against America, Babylon the Great. It's all happening just exactly as those prophecies against America, Babylon. And people, we got religious leaders and prophetic ministries who still will not warn the people that we are Babylon the Great. And number two, that these border crossings of enemies is right there in the prophecies against America, Babylon. They will not come out and say it. I think they're cowards. I get very irritated at what's going on in the prophetic ministries now. They will not tell the real truth. They walk around it. They play with it. They will not come out and tell the truth. They're liars. Maybe they're deceived. Maybe they really don't believe it. I don't know. Nothing could be more obvious than who America is. And you better read the prophecies and also read Deuteronomy chapter 28. That applies to us as well. We are inheriting all of the curses. We're done. Period. We're going down, and we're done. And no one is going to stop God from doing it. Anyway, let's move on. We got other things to cover, like this upcoming nuclear war. What do you got on that, Larry?
Well, there's a lot of that. And, of course, this isn't really getting out. I sent you a copy of this, by the way, I think. InfoWars News just put out today, May 5th. Listen to this headline. Former CIA officer Larry Johnson says the decision to launch a drone attack on the Kremlin was made by the United States. This was a deadly escalation effort by Washington, D.C. to provoke a major Russian response to the Kremlin attack. And so, well, if you wondered, there you have it. Of course, you don't have to believe that, you know. And, you know, you can also, I guess, fictionalize the fact that there were some clues that the minute that this drone attack failed, Zelensky fled out of Ukraine into Helsinki, Finland, and then was immediately told in Finland that you can't stay here. You just put a target on our back. You have to go. So he was funneled to the Netherlands. Now, suddenly right after that Netherlands situation, I guess you could say cruise missile ships, the Russian Navy, lined up off the Netherlands. And they were there in the, and they're still in the North Sea. They're around England, the Netherlands, Europe. And Zelensky, my understanding, is around The Hague right now, kind of hiding out. What's also interesting is the fact that, here's one, Q Alert came out a while ago. Sea standoff. Royal Navy scrambles warship as Russia sends nuclear armada to stalk the U.K. coastline and disrupt the King Charles coronation weekend. You've got ships with nukes. You've got planes in the air with nukes that the Russians are flying. The Russians are not playing too big a game here. And as a matter of fact, I was going to tell you, you know, we keep hearing about Medvedev and Putin. And, you know, I followed Medvedev for a long time since he was president. And he's been a very quiet man, basically. He's not quiet lately, but he's been a very quiet man. And, my, you know, and using my, especially my law enforcement training, Medvedev strikes me as being a much more volatile individual than Putin could ever be, I believe. I think Putin plays chess. He takes his time. He considers his moves. And I think if something happened to Putin and Medvedev took over, a whole lot of this world would be in sudden trouble, is what I – now, that's just my opinion, but I believe that, Stuart. I think Medvedev is a very dangerous individual.
Yeah, he's the one who said, eliminate Zelensky. Russia's Medvedev issues chilling threat after Kremlin drone attack. The entire attitude, this is me now, but the entire attitude of Russian leadership has gone from one of special operations to that of a full-scale nuclear war threat with NATO, the EU, and the USA. Here's what he said, and I read it to you on the last show, I think last night, but I'll read it again. It's very important. I don't think people are getting it. Our main task is completely different. In other words, from special operations to war, to inflict a devastating defeat on all enemies. All enemies. The Ukraine Nazis, he calls them, the United States, their minions in NATO, including vile Poland and other Western nits. The Bible tells us World War III is coming. And by the way, the Russians have once again are attacking Ukraine. Here's some headlines. Larry can fill us in. He's been following that. More blasts reported all across Ukraine. A powerful blow was dealt to the headquarters of the UK Navy in Odessa. Russian missiles and UAVs hit UK Army in Kiev, Odessa, and I can't pronounce the other one, Zaporizhzhia or something. U.S. Elites plan to split Russia up. The Russians have discovered it. Russia to retaliate in case NATO uses Finnish territory. Russia says it intercepted for first time a U.S.-made JDAM, whatever that is, smart bomb fired by the Ukes. Larry, what's going on over there?
Well, we're trying to start that war. Now, not us. When I say that, I know the American people's not, but they are allowing, you know, and Stuart, where in America is a crowd of people out in the street saying enough is enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not there. The American people can't even go out in the street with a sign. Well, unless you're paid, like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, you know, they do. You know, they get paid to do that. But the American people ain't got enough powder in their butt to blow themselves up. I mean, that's serious. You know, it's hard to talk. I mean, seriously. But this, you know, we're in a dangerous situation. And as this, you know, retired CIA guy that just released this information, and by the way, when you're retired and you're CIA, you still get all the briefings. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but it does happen. You're briefed because you can be called back. And
yep.
Same way with generals and officers and et cetera. But, Stuart, everything's blowing, it seems like, at the very minute. You know, we have leaked a map, and when they say UK, that basically meant that bomb that was sent by the UK. We now have the information that Russia has a nuclear armada, at least 5 to 7 naval ships with cruise missiles. They are possibility of having nukes. There's auxiliary ships with them. They're sitting over there off the UK, that's England, coastline. They're by Europe. Really, they're covering a whole lot of NATO. America is not smart enough to realize we got all kind of submarines on all around this nation. It may be big, but there's a lot of water around it, and there's submarines everywhere. Remember some of those submarine movies. But, Stuart, the interesting thing is that Wagner Group's being called back out of in other words, Russia's not quiet. They're calling the Wagner Group back out of Bakhmut. They're mm-hmm. putting in the Chechen army. The Chechens are going into Bakhmut to battle the Ukrainians. There's an image today or just in the last couple of hours on Hal Turner's website. Russian artillery is firing thermal shells all into Bakhmut. They are literally wiping out the resistance there. And now, also Hal Turner said that between now and this weekend, purportedly, the major moves of the Ukraine counteroffensive are to begin to happen. That means Ukraine could become especially eastern Ukraine, an absolute slaughterhouse. And if you don't, and for people that just, you know, I know, Stuart, you and I used to talk about the Russian military, and everybody would laugh at us and joke at us and said they don't have one. For people that think that Russia, is not prepared for what Ukraine and NATO are about to try, you got to be living on another planet. If Larry Taylor knows, I assure you, Putin and Medvedev already know, okay? Take my word for it.
Yep, they do. And they're not stupid. And like you've said right along, Putin plays chess. The West is playing checkers. He has outsmarted the West right along. And while he does end up defeated at the very, very end of things, he does a tremendous amount of damage, and this is what I guess maybe the New World Order is looking for this. They could care less that 200 million Americans got to crawl out from under nuclear ruins, whoever lives through it. You're dealing with satanic people inhabited by demons, full of hatred for humanity, and we call them leaders. And you can tell what's going on because they censor the truth. It's just like the COVID jab, where they censored all the doctors and scientists. Excuse me. And they wouldn't let people know what the real truth was. Well, why would anybody do that? Why would our leaders call it all disinformation, misinformation? Why would they want you to die? All you got to do is go back to the Georgia Guidestones and the great culling of the Georgia Guidestones. Remember the Georgia Guidestones got blown up? The reason they blew it up is because they were now going to do what they said they were going to do, engraved in granite or marble or whatever it was on the Georgia Guidestones. And they have now instituted that operation. This jab, so-called, was an experiment. It was a test of various types of mRNA, nanobot technology, even placebos. They wanted to find out what works the best for killing people. They wanted to find out how long it would take to kill people because they didn't want to get caught. You know, in other words, if you can give somebody a jab that's going to kill them in 5 years, nobody's going to relate it back to that. And if they did, because they own all the propaganda press, TV, radio, newspapers, all of that, they're never going to relate it back. And most of the American people still don't understand what happened to them. Even though they've lost family members, they, for whatever reason, don't seem to be able to admit that they should not have allowed their family to take it. Well, now we have this deal where the WHO has declared, well, this is all over now. Meanwhile, they're laying the groundwork for the next wave. This is part of torture technique. You torture somebody, and then you stop and you reward them by stopping. And you promise them all kinds of good things, and then you turn right around and take it away again. We're going back into a major lockdown. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you remember that movie 2012? And
yes.
You remember in 2012 that guy was calling his wife and he was racing to try to save her and the kids? Remember,
yes.
She said, well, the TV people, you know, the governor came on and said the worst of it is over. He said, that's when you run.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. The worst of it's over, says the World Health Organization. Meanwhile, if you... I did several blogs on the Mark of the Beast. They're up on my Substack, and they're also on WordPress, like Gate Blogger. I advise everybody to go read it. I'm not done with it yet. They are systematically working the people of the world into a trap, and it's an evil trap. It's a satanic trap. It's the trap of the fourth beast of Daniel and the UN. Now, when Babylon gets destroyed, they simply move the UN overseas again from whence it came, basically. The fourth beast remains for a long time. It does a tremendous amount of damage. Anyway, here's another headline about U.S.-Russia on verge of open armed conflict after Kremlin drone attack, according to the foreign ministry. It's clear, it says, that without the knowledge of their minders, the terrorists from Kiev could not have carried out these attacks. That's why they're blaming the United States. We are working, he says, to keep relations with the United States from falling into the abyss of an open armed conflict. We are ready, already on the verge, on the edge of this abyss. Bible prophecy says we go to war and America gets eliminated. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? You have no escape. I don't think. You may have a temporary escape if the Lord moves you. But in the end, this whole thing is coming down. And it's not good either. There's nothing good about any of this. This is what happens when you take the blessings of the Lord and then you turn right around and leave the Lord. Let's word it that way. Here's another headline. America led to the slaughter as the Biden crime cabal gives Ukraine another $300 million more of taxpayer dollars to get nuked while Americans starve and U.S. banks and stores meet extinction. You know how much money Biden has given over there? And do we know what the kickbacks are? You know what it says in James, how they keep together treasure for the last days? We're watching it. We're watching that prophecy coming true. Can you imagine what Moderna and Pfizer and the millions they have made on this vaccine baloney? Here's another headline. Worse results. 185 more banks could go under. Funds are being withdrawn from the United States. The collapse of the First Republic Bank exposes the rhetoric of Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell that the U.S. banking crisis would not spread. Well, it has. Here's another one. Burger King will close up to 400 stores by the end of the year, with two franchises already declaring bankruptcy as the first food giants fail to keep up with fast, casual competition. Folks, we're going into a train wreck. Are you ready? Have you prepared? You don't have to spend a fortune on freeze-dried food. You can go get oatmeal. You can go get rice. While it is increasing, you can still get it. Get it while you can. You can buy soups on discount. You can buy veggies and cans at discount. They're all over the place, but they are increasing. You need to do it. You need to quit fiddling around. Well, I don't know. I really can't believe this is happening. It's all quiet here where I live. Anyway, more U.S. banks collapsing as J.P. Morgan Chase CEO consolidates his power. Is this the next phase of the Great Reset? Remember what the Great Reset of the World Economic Forum is, folks. They're doing it. They're doing it. And meanwhile, they're tightening the noose on the American people. Here's another one. Our horrifying reality. If this Orwellian bill passes, that's that one on the Restrict Act, you could be thrown in prison for 20 years for something you might do in the future or did decades before the Restrict Act passed. See what they're doing? Very slowly tightening the noose. They're making laws that are totally lawless. They could care less about the Bill of Rights. They shred it. Even our Supreme Court and the Second Amendment, the right to own firearms. They basically infringe on it all the time. And on and on it goes. We have to be reasonable, they say. You have to be rational. No person needs to have a tank. Well, that's not really what the Second Amendment says. It was put there to defend and maintain a free state. The bane of freedom is a standing military, fully armed and ready to turn against the American people. How would they do it here? martial law. Most people don't realize that a UN intervention here in the United States is actually a martial law operation. You may remember that President Trump signed over to the FEMA, Homeland Security, FEMA, our freedom. We are under de facto martial law already. They just haven't announced it. And as far as I know, that has never been rescinded. Biden didn't rescind it. So as far as I know, and I can remember the TV, they had it on TV. They had the signing where Trump and the FEMA director were there, and they signed it all over under National Emergency Act. Folks, they've already done it. And here's another one. Talk about asymmetrical warfare. One person injured, hospitalized after Shell chemical plant explosion in Deer Park. Folks, they are committing destabilization, asymmetrical warfare. That's what it is. You don't play with troops. That you wait until the end. Then you invade. After you have destabilized the nation, after you have weakened the infrastructure, after you have used propaganda to make the people much more passive, that is when you invade. Why do you think the UN has all these hundreds of thousands of military cars all over the United States? And meanwhile, Biden is poking not only the bear, he's poking China as well. Here's another one. U.S. submarines are popping up more often over there in the Middle East and in the China area, the Korean Peninsula. Well, what do you think, North Korea? You're poking a lunatic. Not that Biden isn't one, but what do you think, Larry? This seems awful dangerous to me.
Well, it is, and basically what's being set up, the setup basically is to get America, who cannot apparently, according to the the data, fight one regional war, get us to fight at least four at the same time. In other words, we're going to have to go to war with China. We're going to have to go to war with North Korea. We're going to have to go to war with Russia, which basically we're already at war with Russia. We're going to have to go to war with Iran. All those people have nuclear weapons, and even Pakistan, who's an ally of China, has nuclear weapons. I'm trying to remember how bold America is and how many since the Navy now has put out these drag queens to try to get people to enlist, what kind of Navy we'll have? Well, it won't really matter in the end, I don't think. But, you know, I was thinking as you were sharing that, Stuart, because I wish I had a little more data. But when I put together a whole lot of stuff that I can't vet particularly, I remember all the prophetic information from Henry Gruber on the attacks and the locations and all of this. I remember all the visions that Red Elk had about how we were invaded and attacked and where those places of invasion were and where the enemies went, and he had a lot of information. Then I also seem to remember Anton Johansson, how he said the Lord Jesus came to him and told him, and he didn't remember a lot of it because he didn't live in America, but how that there would be a bigger American Civil War that was coming to America, where four or five different groups of states would gather together and stand against the common union, as you will. And Stuart, I just noticed today there was some data where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, no matter what everybody thinks he's doing or not doing, it appears he just took a trade trip to Europe trying to set up trade for Florida, separate from what American trade is with Europe. Also, they're passing law to outlaw the central bank deal, the digital money that they're about to put in. The state of Oklahoma is doing the very same thing. I think Texas is on that track. Stuart, you know, even though we may only have months or a year or two down the road, I think that we have in our future, and people need to realize this when you just figure out suddenly where you live. Where do you live, and when things stop, is that where you want to be from now on? Think about that. Otherwise, you might want to relocate. We've said that before, but, you know, people don't listen. But what I wanted to say, Stuart, is the fact that in the next few months, as all of this breaks loose in this country, I think we're going to see Anton Johansson's, Jesus predicted, if you want to believe it, civil war. You're going to see states leave this union. They've had it. They're done. And maybe they only go away and bind to themselves and last a few months or a year or two. But that's where people need to be. If you're going to survive, survive where they're not going to kill you right off the bat. And if Jesus wants to protect you, you know, if the Lord's protection is going to be there for an individual state for a while or a city or a safe place, then so be it. But we've got to get in tune with the Holy Spirit, Stuart, and begin to let it put us where we need to be, doing what we need to be doing.
Yeah, and, you know, this is, again, the leaders of Christianity have done a horrible, horrible job. They are, I call them traitors. They're traitors to the people who follow them. They're traitors to Jesus Christ. Their destiny is eternal hellfire. And Peter says so, and Jesus says so. They know us not, according to Jesus Christ, that they are not going to heaven at all. And he explains why. It's all there, just people don't want to read it, I guess. Anyway, it's all coming together, folks, just like Jesus said it would. When all of these things come together, then you know where you're at. And they are coming together now with remarkable speed. The march towards the mark of the beast is coming rapidly now. And I know a lot of people said that the so-called jab was the mark of the beast. Anybody who took it's doomed. I don't buy that. I have written a blog on it. It's blog number two on the mark of the beast, where I get into that in more detail. It's why it can't be possible that this mRNA jab was the mark. That, I believe, is a testing ground, as I said, for other things, and culling, the great culling of Georgia Guidestones. And people don't believe that there are people out there, our leaders, that want you dead. I keep saying that. Now, people evidently can't believe it, but they want you dead. They don't want you alive. They don't want your kids alive. They're traitors. And if you think the communist Chinese want all your children alive, guess again. They would rather have America filled with Chinese children, not American children. So anyway, on and on it could go. Final last word, Larry, that you want to bring up.
Yeah, I would say that my wife has been getting some stuff on the Internet giving travel warnings from different countries to their citizens in America, that apparently there's going to be certain areas of America that's going to be not safe to travel. Now, as we have 700,000 to a million of these so-called immigrants, they're not immigrants. They're criminals and thieves and liars and interlopers, and they're like you said, a fifth column. And they're already reporting a lot of cars being stolen in Texas. People need to be aware this is a change, this is an absolute change of everything we've known in America, and you better get yourself ready to protect your family.
Yeah, you're going to have to really be alert, particularly the women. And then we got to deal with the occult holidays that many of our American so-called people are involved in. It's amazing how many people are involved in the occult and sacrificial worship, sacrificing women and men, and particularly babies and children. It's sick. God's going to punish us. And we're going to go through some of it. Anyway, thanks for listening. I wish I had better news, but there is good news. Hold your heads up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Let the world be what it is. We need to get out of here. Anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry.